message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
If you were here on Sunday, can I see your hands? And you listened to the testimonies, you saw the hand of God in the lives of people, and I know in the name of Jesus, we will hear your own testimony. I say you will hear your own testimony. There is something very special about weekly services. I've noticed that there's hardly any Wednesday I don't hear a testimony. There's hardly any Wednesday I don't see God doing something special. He has done something again today, and He will do something in your life today in Jesus' name. He will do something in your own life today in Jesus' name. We started a series last week on walking in excellence and eminence. And we are grateful to God for this special service. And I know that God is going to bless somebody in the name of Jesus. It's a wisdom and communion service for excellence. And I know that as we take in that wisdom and as we take in the communion tonight, God will bless us in Jesus' name. Is somebody said to be blessed tonight? If you are said, shout a big hallelujah. Last week, I dealt extensively by God's grace on the matter of excellence. And I said, excellence is the state of possessing good qualities and virtues which is valuable, superior, and outstanding. Excellence is about superior qualities, virtues, which are outstanding. Excellence is also a function of wisdom. Excellence is also a function of wisdom. And I said also last week that I spoke about eminence also. I said to be eminent means to be a remarkable person, to be distinguished, to be important, and to be noteworthy. To be somebody that you cannot just push aside. In your family, in your place of work, you will not be pushed aside. And of course, I said, the opposite of being excellent is to be a foolish person. Is to be a person of low standard and low quality. Low standard and low quality. Low standard and low quality. Low standard, and that will never be your portion in Jesus' name. And I spoke extensively about importance of excellence and showed us many things that involve, that excellence involves and that excellence brings about. But I have a very long outline tonight, so I will not be able to go do a thorough run through of what we did last week. But you were there and you were blessed. Shout hallelujah. Tonight again, we'll be looking at the price for excellence. And last week I spoke on diligence, which you can also call hard work. I spoke extensively from Proverbs 22 verse 29. See that a man diligent in his business, in his work, will stand before kings and not ordinary men. See a man that is doing well in his work, he will stand before kings, not before mean men. I also spoke extensively on focus. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22. I spoke extensively in that area that it's important that you are a focused person. You say the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If you are a focused person, eventually you will be lighted. That is, you will be eminent. You will be excellent because of your focus in life. May God give you the spirit of focus. I say, may God give you the spirit of focus. And tonight, if God will permit me, I would like to teach on minimum of three of those keys tonight that will make us excellent and eminent. Number three tonight that I'll be speaking about, beloved, that will make you and I to be more excellent and eminent is what we call determination. Somebody say determination. Only the determined can excel in life and destiny. Nothing happens in life until you make it happen through determination. Before you take possession, there must be contention. And contention requires determination. I'll say that again. Before you can take possession, there must be contention. And contention requires determination. There was a man called Thomas Edison who tried 10,000 times before he could eventually be able to discover and produce the bulb. He failed 9,999 times. Some people said maybe he failed. He didn't see himself as a failure. He kept trying and trying and trying and trying and trying until he eventually became eminent. You are the next that we'll be talking about. You are the next that we'll be talking about in the name of Jesus. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. And Thomas Edison said, he said, many people give up when they are just one or two steps to excellence. One or two steps to success. He said, immediately you are feeling weary, it means that you are near your success. It means immediately you feel like giving up. Wisdom should tell you that something is around the corner that is called breakthrough, that is called success. Quickly tonight, important facts about determination. Before we go into that, I want you to say after me and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not quit. I will not give up on life. I will not give up on my dreams. I will not quit. And in the name of Jesus, God will give you that grace in Jesus' name. Important facts about determination. Number one important fact about determination is that determination is vital and essential to excellence. No undetermined person can become excellent nor become eminent. Maybe you are here, jammed, but jammed you many times. If you are determined, you can destroy jam eventually. And this year is that year in Jesus' name for somebody. Number two, important fact about determination is that every great destiny faces opposition before they can assess their position. Every great destiny must face opposition before they can assess their position. And this will take determination. Number three important fact about determination is that failure always bows to the determined. Failure will always bow to a man who is determined. That is, he has failed and failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Eventually, failure will say, Kai, let me leave this one alone. Let me leave this one alone. I told you the story before while I was doing my ICANN. The last paper, we call it MDCS. I don't know what they call it now. It's called Multidisciplinary Case Studies. It's a paper of long hours. And I kept failing that paper. The last paper to become a chartered accountant. And I kept failing and failing and failing and failing. And one day I just reacted against the failure. I said, enough of this. And that failure had to bow. For somebody here tonight, that failure will bow in the name of Jesus. I say, failure will bow for you in the name of Jesus. Today I received a text from the institute that is 10 years today that I became a chartered accountant. And I've been allowed to become a fellow chartered accountant. From today. That's FCA, no more ACA. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying to somebody here today? You can become anything that God has destined you to be. You can become anything that God has programmed you to be. But you must never bow to failure. You must never say, I accept failure. Number four important fact about failure, about determination. Is that determination keeps you where God has placed you. God has placed you somewhere. God has given you a throne. God has given you a position. But it is determination that places you where God has placed you. Hello. You will hear something tonight. There is an executive place, a great place, a wonderful place, an awesome place that God has positioned you. But it is only if you can be determined that you can stay there, or else the devil will move you out of the place. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he goeth about seeking whom to devour. He's looking for somebody to destroy. He's looking for somebody. to deshine, devil will not be able to deshine you. Devil will not be able to cover your glory. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. And my prayer for somebody here tonight is that the spirit of determination comes upon you in Jesus' name. I'm on number what now? Number 5, on the same issue of determination, is that heaven always responds to the determined. Heaven always responds to those who are determined. When you are determined, heaven will respond to you. When you have the spirit of determination, heaven will respond to you. Number 6, determination is evidence of ruggedity and strength. Determination is evidence of ruggedity and kakrakality. Determination is an evidence that you are a kakrakatious person. I leave you to go and search for that in the dictionary. That is, you are a person of strength, a person of determination. They will say, you won't get it. Say, no, I will get it. He said, no, you won't make it. Say, no, I will make it. He said, you won't have children. He said, no, I will have my children. He said, you won't get married. He said, no, I will have children, and I will have twins as my first child. To your shame. That's what they call determination. That's what they call determination. Let's go on to number 7. Important facts about determination. Determination is a show of faith and a show of trust in God. Your determination, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. The business is not working, you keep going there. The marriage wants to crash, you refuse to leave the man's house. Your determination is a sign of your trust in God. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not on thy own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. So our God is a God that is ready to direct our path and bless us. But we must trust in him. May God give you the grace to trust in him tonight. May God give you the grace to trust in him tonight. There is nobody who is telling the story of success who has never tasted failure at one time or the other. There's nobody. Anybody who refuses to climb the stone of failure will never ascend the ladder of excellence. If you refuse to climb the stone of failure, if you refuse to pass through the obstacle of failure, you can't be at the ladder of excellence, at the ladder of success. Is somebody getting me tonight? Say, rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. See, the righteous shall fall 7 times. He will still rise again. I mean, what are we saying? Only the determined have a future in this kingdom. Only the determined has a future in this kingdom. Only the determined has a future in this kingdom. My prayer for you tonight is that the spirit of determination comes into you in Jesus' name. And number 8 tonight. Important fact about determination is that determination is fueled by courage. That was the only thing that Moses was speaking. And God was speaking through Moses to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 verse 6. He said, be strong and be thou courageous. Be strong and be of good courage. Be strong, be courageous. That is, be determined. You will face opposition. Be determined. Be determined. Don't chicken out yet. Don't bow to the enemy yet. Don't say it is over for you in 2020 when we are still in February. Be determined. Examples of those who display determination. Just a few examples. Number one example is a man called Isaac in Genesis 26. Genesis 26 from verse 15 to 22. Isaac dug the well that his father left so that he can continue to use it for his business. My Bible says, and for all the wells which his father, servant, had digged in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines had stopped them and filled them up with earth. The enemies, every time he digs a well, they will fill it up. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. They intimidated him. They threatened him. They tried to nullify his business. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac digged again the wells of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines had stopped them. They stopped him. They had stopped him before. They stopped him again here. After the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names which his father had called them. Go on, please. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of springing water. And the headsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's headsmen. He needs water to feed his sheep and his cattle. They stopped him from getting water to frustrate him, saying the water is ours. And he called the name of that place Esek because they strove with him. God. And they digged another. Someone said they digged another. That's what they call determination. If you fail in one area, you go again. And they digged another and strove for that also. They stopped that one. They collected his benefit from that one also. And he called the name of it Sidna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. What kind of human being is this? This is a replica of a determined person. This is a replica of a person who refused to give up. He has a bulldog spirit. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. May God take you to your Rehoboth. Before you get to your Rehoboth, you must have got you to your Sidna. You must have faced a lot of persecution. But I said it in the name of Jesus, you will come out victorious. And he said, for now the Lord had made room for us. God will make room for you in 2020. God had made room for us and we shall be fruitful in the land. What am I saying this evening, my wonderful people? If you are going to be excellent and eminent in life, you must be determined. You must not be the kind that always gives up at the slightest resistance of the wicked against your progress. You digged here, they stopped you. Then you digged another one. Since they've stopped me, let me just stop here. I think it means that God doesn't want it to happen. For every elevation, there will be opposition. For every decoration, there will be attacks. So you must be ready for it. My prayer for you tonight is that God will help you in Jesus' name. The story of another woman in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, who is a story of another determined woman. She was a widow, yet she was very determined. She wanted vengeance against her enemies. And he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. And saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him and saying, avenge me of my adversaries. She made a request. And he would not for a while. He would not for a while. I don't know what you have been asking God, and he's not answering you, and it has been a while. He said he will not for a while, but afterwards he said within himself, do I fear not God, nor regard man. Yet, someone say yet, because this widow troubleth me, that's determination. Determined people is as if they are troublers. They trouble heaven. Yet, because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? May the Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. What are we trying to say here tonight? Only the determined has a future in this life. Only the determined has a future in this life. You are trying to enter into higher institution, and your parents are giving you problems. They say, oh, yeah, go and learn trade. They've not even finished saying this. You've already gone to the place to start learning the trade. You are not a determined person. You are not a determined person. No matter what it is that is called failure, it must bow to the determined. No matter how difficult and tough life is, it must. He says, that person is eminent, he's excellent. They have faced a lot of battle. I don't really respect people much. If I ask you the battles you have faced and you tell me you have not faced any battle, it means that you don't have much for the kingdom of darkness to threaten them, so they don't give you problem. If I ask you, have you faced any battle? You say no. Have you faced any challenge? You say no. Are you facing any delay? He said, no. Did you have any problem with your children before? He said, no. With your wife? He said, no. I have never faced any battle. I said, ah, please. Okay, I wish you luck. In my place. Abi, I shouldn't go into that one tonight. They say the pot that we eat good soup is bomb will be what? It will be very hot. So the hotness and the resistance you are facing now is an indication of a brighter future. Hello. The things your husband is going through now, the things you personally are going through now, is an indication to me that you have a future. When people come to me for prayers, and some people come with very big problem, I always smile and they wonder, why is this one saying? Because I know that it's because God has a big future for you. That's why the devil is so much against your progress. Because some people, when they come to me and say, sir, please, this is my problem, and I just smile, this kind of big problem. I thought you'd be crying along with me. So we'll be doing crying association together. No, I smile because I know that, so this person, the devil has seen this person's future and wants to injure this future. And I smile because I know he that is with you is greater than he that is in the world. Somebody say a big amen. So no matter what you have been going through, never give up. Very soon you will soon have results. I say you will soon have results. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. The last time you gave up on anything is the last time you give up in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Please, whatever you know is your right in Christ, don't leave it for the devil to eat. Anything you know this is your right. If good job is your right and you don't have a job, please don't allow him to take it from you. If good marriage is your right and you don't have it, don't allow the devil to steal it from you. If good children is your right, and you know you can see it from the scripture that you have been destined to, then no matter how long he wants to stop you, refuse to allow him. My prayer for somebody here tonight, your Isaac is coming. I say your Isaac is coming. For some people, their Isaac is not children. Their Isaac is a better job. For some people, their Isaac is a new house. Landlord has been bastardizing you. Even cut your lights. For some people here, admission is your Isaac. For some people here, to get a good car is more or less like your Isaac. Because anytime rain season is approaching like this, you're always very sad. Because you know you will go to work soaked. This raining season, it will not meet you without a car. This one that is coming, you'll be surprised that God will respond to you. I don't know what your Isaac is. Maybe your Isaac is A's. Straight A's. A's in chemistry. A in physics. A in all the courses. God will release it to you tonight in Jesus' name. But you must be determined. And if your Isaac is a good husband, solid guy, God will release that guy to you. His eyes will be opened suddenly in your direction. You know, some guys, even in our church here, I always tell them, I say, you people, sometimes you do as if you are blind. You want me to put holy water on your eyes? Can't you see all these very wonderful ladies? What's wrong with you? Oh, yeah, fast 3 days first and come back and see me. What's wrong with you? Until somebody from outside will come and take this, you are just looking like a leukozed. Some of them have had to anoint them before their eyes can open. May the Lord have mercy on our men. May the Lord have mercy on our gentlemen here. Somebody say a big amen. So, I've dwelt on this issue of determination. I need to move very fast tonight. Another major key that will make us, another major prize that will lead us into excellence and eminence is called being observant or observation. Be observant. Be observant. In Proverbs 23 verse 26, say, my son, give me thy heart and let thy eye observe my ways. Let my eyes observe. Proverbs 23 verse 26. Let thy eyes observe. Somebody say observe. Somebody say observe. In Isaiah 43 verse 20. Isaiah 42 verse 20. Isaiah 42 20. It says, seeing many things, but observed not. That is the case of many believers. If you are going to be excellent in life, you must be an observant person. If you are going to be excellent in life, you must be an observant person. And I pray that tonight, God will open your eyes in the name of Jesus. You see, the universe is a university. When you are in the universe, you are in a university. And what do you do in a university? You keep learning. Hello? You keep learning. Life is full of lessons. And the universe is a university. The university of lessons. And when people don't observe and learn, they remain in the university of failure. A person who refuses to observe, who refuses to learn, will remain permanently in the university of failure. Quickly tonight, facts about observation. When I talk about facts, that's one of the things I talk about often. My fact is to dig deeper into the issue I'm discussing. Is somebody enjoying this tonight? Number one fact about observation is that observation brings about lessons and teachings. Observation leads to lessons and teachings. One day, Solomon was observing ants. Proverbs chapter 6 verse 6. He said, go to the ants, you sluggard, and look at his ways. Go to the ant, that sluggard, and consider. Some versions said, observe her ways and be wise. Solomon was walking one day and he observed ants and he picked a lesson. If you are going to be excellent and eminent in life, you must be a person that observes. He looked at the ants, he saw how they were walking. He said, they don't have any overseer. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 9. They don't have any overseer. They don't have anybody monitoring them. He said, yet. Someone say yet. Despite that they don't have anybody to control them, they still know how to maneuver their way. Which having no guard, no overseer, no ruler. But because even despite that, they know how to provide her meat in summer and gather her food in harvest. How much more you human being with big head? That's what he's trying to say there. He said, ants know how to provide in summer. They know how to provide in harvest. Anyone that will be successful in life must be observed. Number two fact about observation is that observation brings about instruction. Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 34. Proverbs 24, verse 30 to 34. It says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, when I observed it, it was grown over with thorns and needles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. When I went and I observed, this was what I saw. And I saw and I considered it well. I looked upon it and received the instruction. When I looked at the field of the lazy person, I looked at it and when I observed, I received an instruction. What was the instruction I received? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Then thy poverty shall come forth. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth and want as an armed man. This thing nobody taught. They did not teach them anything. He just observed it. He said, I went about the field of a person who is not hardworking. And what did I see there? I saw that it was filled with needles. It was filled with trash. If you are going to become excellent, you must be observant. You must, your eyes must be open. Your ears must be open. Number three, important fact about observation is that observation assists imagination. Observation assists your imagination. When you observe something, T.L. Osborne, I know you know him very well, told us a story in one of the books I read some time ago. He said he traveled to a particular place, I think maybe India or something, and the ministry had no success. Nobody got saved. And then after some years, he came back. After he came back, he saw a man preaching, teaching. He saw the way he was teaching. He saw the way miracles, testimonies were coming. He observed. And after that, he returned back to where he went before. And I must tell you, thousands of people came to Christ through that work. Now, he did not go to Bible school. He only observed. So, observation brings instruction. Observation brings imagination. Assists your imagination. Assists you to think very, very well. Number four, fact about observation is that observation bats motivation. When you see somebody who is in a business and the person is doing well in that business, you are motivated. When you see somebody who has a first class, you are motivated to work towards a first class. When you see somebody who reads for 6 hours a day and you cannot read more than 1 hour a day, because of that person, you are motivated to move to 3 hours and 4 hours. Hello. Observation bats motivation. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. That's why if you are not observant, you can't become excellent or eminent. You must be observant. Because when you are observant, you are motivated. You are stimulated. Number five, facts about observation. Observation sponsors acceleration. You can't go forward except you are motivated, except you observe. Observation sponsors acceleration. That is, observation brings about progress. Observation brings about progress. Observation brings about acceleration. And from today, no more stagnation in anybody's life in Jesus' name. I said, no more stagnation in anybody's life in Jesus' name. I said, no more stagnation in anybody's life in Jesus' name. When you see those who are stagnated in life, it's simply because they are not observing it. They don't have any mentor. They don't have any father. They are too big to be fathered. And so they refuse to move further. When you refuse to be fathered, then you cannot move further. Because fathers give you feathers to fly further. Oh, yeah. So it's necessary for every one of us to be observant so that we can enjoy acceleration. Of course, facts about observation is that when you fail to observe, you can abort destiny. Jacob Boyd, in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 23, he was the mother of Moses. And she observed that Moses was a special child. At that time, they were killing all the children, all the firstborn in Egypt at that time. But they did not kill Moses because the mother observed that this was a special child. Bible says, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment. At that time, they will always throw children into the Red Sea. So the Red Sea was becoming redder and redder. Every male child will go into the Red Sea and die. But when Moses was born, they had to separate him. They refused to kill him. They hid him for 3 months. They said, we observe that this child is a special child. We observe that this child is not a normal child. This one is a different boy. We can't just let this boy die like that. When you are not observant, you kill destiny. When you are not observant, you don't allow the best in your children to come up because children are different from each other. Twins are never the same. Two children, the first, the third year, and the kid. No twins is exactly the same. There are some because that's why you have to be observant of this one's area of specialization, this one's area of gifting, and then you can help them to actualize their purpose. Somebody being blessed already, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Quickly tonight, what must you be observant about? Or who must you observe? What must you observe, and who must you observe? A or one is observe the successful. Those who are successful in your field. If you are a lawyer, observe the successful lawyer. If you are a pastor, observe successful pastors. If you are whatever your field is, if you are a married person, observe those who have excelled in marriage. Observe those who have excelled in the area that you are trusting God for. Observe them. Observe their lifestyle. Observe their behavior. Observe their waking up time. Observe their sleeping time. Observe the way they live their life. Number two, what must we observe is observe their principles. and their ways. Observe the principles of those you want to be like. Observe their principles. Observe their principles. For example, if you are in this church, you must have observed that we fast every Wednesday. If you want to be great, and even greater than we are, then you must observe and follow the way. You must observe it. This church, every Wednesday, minimum. We fast. Oh, if that is one of the ways that is making them to be blessed by God, then I observe it and I follow it. May your stomach not turn into a god in your life. I say, may your stomach not turn into a god in your life. May your belly not turn to a god in your life. See, what must we observe? Observe failures so that you will not also fail like they have failed. Observe those who went to school and came back without any certificate. Observe them. Observe your parents and see the areas they failed, so that there are some things that my father did while he was alive, which I don't pray, and which I will never do in my life. Because I have observed that this does not pay. This is not the way to go. Observe those who have failed in your field. This is the steps they took. This is what they did. And if you are doing it already, you retract your steps. You know what? No matter how far you have gone on the wrong road as a wise person, wisdom should tell you to go back to the right path. Did you get what I just said now? No matter how far you have gone, and they say this, if you are going, for example, to Abuja, and you face Lagos Road, and you're already on your way on Lagos, but and you say you are going to Abuja, then they say, you say, you go to Ogiri, and you say, good afternoon, no, I'm going to Abuja. I say, Abuja, okay, you have missed the road, turn and go like this. They say, no, I want to go from this place, I'll go to Oshodi, from Oshodi, I will enter Abuja Street. You know that person will never get there. No matter how a person has gone on the wrong road, the best thing, the wisest thing the person can do is that I'm not on the right path. What's going on? What's happening? Why am I doing this? Why am I taking this wrong path? Let me cross to the right path. That's how to do it. Observe those who have failed and decide that this path that made them to fail, you will not do that path. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. And number D, I'm talking about what to observe and who to observe. Observe the ways of God and His commandment. Observe through the consistent reading of the... Do you want to be excellent? Do you want to be eminent? Observe God's ways. Look at what He's saying per time concerning you. This is God's love letter to us. This is God's love. This is God's letter to us to direct our steps on how to live our life. So if you want to know what to, some people say, I don't know what to do. This is what to do. What the Bible has said we should do is what we must do. Observe God's ways, and then you will see excellence. My prayer for everyone here tonight, that the grace to be observant, receive in Jesus' name. I say, receive that grace in Jesus' name. I say, receive that grace in Jesus' name. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. On this master of observation, I have some counsels. Number one counsel is, learn to always observe and work on what you have observed. Learn. Well, let me just give you the general counsel tonight. The general counsel on work on the price for excellence and eminence. Number one is be determined always. Number one, be determined always. Walk in determination always. Because I don't think I can go to the third point tonight. Walk in determination always. Walk with determination. Whatever you have started, be determined to complete it. If you have started your OND, complete it. Don't abandon it. If you have started HND, complete it. Don't abandon it. If you have started your master's, fire on with it. Don't abandon it. Be determined. Anything you are doing, be determined. Be determined. Be determined. Number two counsel is learn to observe always and work on what you have observed. Learn to observe always. Everywhere you go, observe. Anywhere you go, observe. That's why some people, when they travel, I always laugh. Some people will travel from here to Lagos and we sleep throughout. Do you know there's nothing God cannot use to teach you something? He can teach you from anything. He can teach you from a child can be dancing here and you learn something from the child. You can learn from anybody and from everybody. If Solomon can learn from ants, you say, see how ants are organized with their life. How can I, as a human being, now be disorganized when I'm not a stupid person? Everywhere you go, observe. When you enter a place, don't be like a bebeto. Relax first, observe. Who are the bosses here? How did they run this place? What is the modus operandi of running this place? What is their style of operation here? Not that you just go there and begin to command everybody. Observe. Learn to be observant. And number three, where I probably will be rounding up tonight, counsel. Always write down your observation. When you come, as I'm talking now, as loaded as what I'm saying is that some people are not writing. Always write down your observation. Always write down your observation. Anywhere, anything you have observed, no matter how magnetic your brain is now, if you didn't write down everything I said now, there's no way you can remember it by 9 p.m. tonight. If you didn't write it down, you will forget it. If you didn't write it down, you will forget. No matter how I say, oh yeah, begin to say all I said tonight, you will forget it. Anywhere you go, note what you have learned. Have a diary. Document it. Even testimonies, we have to document it. Everything has to be documented. Document it. And listen, as I round up, don't only document it, implement it. What you have learned, don't only... Some people have so many diaries of written down things. So many things written down. Don't only document what you have written. Implement what you have written. Implement. Immediately start the implementation of what you have learned. And I want to see that devil, witch or wizard, powers of darkness, forces of hell that will stand against your lifting in life. That is, you observed it, you received it, you documented it, and you implemented it. No devil. Witches are not as bad as we think they are. They don't have the power we think they have. They don't have that power. All power in heaven and on earth has been given to who? To Jesus Christ. So they don't have the power you think they have. What we need to do is to walk in line with this. Let's do a quick rundown of what we have been discussing since this series started on the prize for excellence and eminence. I said number one prize is the prize of what? Diligence. The first prize is the price of diligence. Hard work. Anybody that wants to be eminent and excellence must be hardworking. Number two is the price of what? Focus. You must be focused. There are some people that you cannot even say which business they are doing. You cannot say the particular business they are doing. It's good to have multi-businesses, but you must have taken a stronghold in a particular business before you move to another. Is somebody getting me tonight? You must have done well in a particular area before you move to another. Before you diversify. Number three, prize for excellence and eminence is what? Determination. I gave us several facts about determination. Number four is what? Be observant. I mean, if they ask you tonight, when you came to church, what did you learn from the service on excellence and eminence? They told me to be very observant. They told me to be very, very observant. They told me to always shine my eye first. Because I spoke to us on the council, be determined always, learn to observe always and work on what you have observed. Always write down your observation and don't only write down your observation, implement your observation. Stand up on your feet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are blessed tonight, come on, shout a big hallelujah. The way you are smiling shows me that you are blessed. If you are blessed tonight, shout a big hallelujah. If the word of God has blessed you tonight, come on, shout a big hallelujah. If you know and you know and you know that this word will profit you, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Lift up your hands to heaven and give God praise tonight. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Can you lift your voice to Him and just thank Him? If you have been observant, you will know that this is a praising church, a worshiping church. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Give Him praise. Thank Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. Give Him adoration. Give Him praise. Thank Him tonight, everybody. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. We're going to be praying tonight extensively. I'll take two of the prayer points and then we'll move further into other sessions of the prayer also tonight. And I want us to start from where we started the series from last week. Father, give me the baptism of the spirit of diligence. Help me, Lord, to be diligent in my assignment. Help me, Lord, to be diligent in my staff. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Release upon me the spirit of diligence. Inakakaka labradaja. Elado jagradeja. Ela babababarabadabadadeja. Reketakataya bradaza. Edagagagarabos kelea dadadadaza. Legradoja bande nanklaneja nintranita gadayash. Rebabababarabadadaza. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father. You will say, Father. Give unto me afresh the spirit of focus. Help me, Lord, to be focused. Lift your voice and pray, everybody. Libagada barabada badasha. Likataga karabakataza. Elada da 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 yash. Latwa da kakaka gogata yege de geja gadaga da yaga da yash. Lakrado jagra da gagagalabasa. Ela pakasha katika no brata katogo do braga gagara badesa. Indro do 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 do. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say, Father,
Father,
release unto me the spirit of determination, the spirit of courage. Release it unto me, O Lord. Lift your voice and pray.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
The spirit of determination, the spirit of courage, the spirit of determination. Possess me tonight. La ga 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 la ba da ba da ba da ba da da. Lo re ke ta ka ko go go do ba ga ja ga de ge do bro do go do be de. Ija
In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
The Lord spoke to me now that there are some of us here that you are about to give up on your dreams. You are about to give up on your pursuit. You are about to give up on what you have been trusting God for. But I'm here to tell you tonight that you must never give up. You will say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
name of
I refuse to give up.
I refuse to give up.
I will never give up. In Jesus, lift your voice and pray. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Do we say, Father?
Father,
open my eyes.
Open my ears.
Grant me the grace
to be observant.
Grant me the grace to be observant. Father, empower me to be observant. Open my eyes.
Open my
ears. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
In the course of my teaching, I said the universe is a university. And I said life is full of lessons. But the problem with us is that a lot of times we don't pay attention to details. We don't pay attention to the lessons. You will say, Father,
empower me
to take steps in the areas that you have taught me lessons. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus.
Le prado in casa che te le bocco se cata, racca ba 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 ba, le prego te che te le bocco se candele iglia, le prado copo con se che te le bocca.
lambro poto copo cosecata rakaba baba 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 le prakata kale bogotria li prakoto gore boshe kedele iglia li prato
iglia kedele boshe kata Jesus mighty name we are praying. You will say Father baptize me with the spirit of excellence. Father I refuse to be a failure in life. Jesus empower me to be excellent. Lift your voice and pray.
In
Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
You will say Father,
in everything
that I lay my hands upon, give me the grace to come out excellently, to have excellent results in examination, in career, in business, in marriage. Oh Lord, I receive the grace to come out excellently. Lift your voice and pray.
In the name of Jesus. Recaprato se Jacata le brado pose kedelia. La prata capo pose kata. Regete kete pose kedelia. Limpado copo pose kedelia. La prata caparado copo pose kedelia. Limpada papa
papa. La prata caparada. Repaca shakata bagalabada. Il limpada ca jegede bede 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 Father, I receive the grace to come out excellently in business, in career, in marriage. Lakado godo braga gaga la bada iwa yagajagatea. Laketo gagela kakasha kadebaza. Ziradoja le prada kajaba da bara bada 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 bada. La pradoja bala bala bala. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.